How will we reach the door now? Felicity wails. The light of the kitchen is weak, but I can see the fear in Miss McCleathy's eyes. A crow's wings beat against the window. It signals our whereabouts to the others. We can't stay here, I say. If we make it to the turret, we might be able to sneak back that way. On the other side of the door, the long hall is dark and threatening. Anything could be hiding at the end of it. Anything. Kartik draws his dagger. Miss McCleathy leads the way, with Kartik and Falson just behind. Felicity and Anne, holding fast to each other's hands, follow a pace behind. I am the last, turning every few steps to keep an eye on the dark behind me. We travel the length of the hall without incident, but to reach the stairs we shall have to pass the great room with its newly freed inhabitants. One door remains closed, but the other is open. I don't know how we can avoid being seen. We flatten ourselves against the wall and listen. Kartik nods toward the stairs. Miss McCleathy moves stealthily toward them with the rest of us following. Keeping low, we make our ascent. Through the bars of the banisters I see the creatures making a mess of the great hall. The floor is littered with the glass from the lamps, the stuffing from pillows, pages ripped from books. They tear the scarves from Felicity's tent, ripping them to shreds. It is terrible to see, but there is no time to mourn. We must reach the safety of the realms, though it is not truly safety, only a temporary reprieve. At the east wing, we abandon caution and stumble in. We stand on the half-finished turret, hidden by the ragged stone. Across the lawn, I see the riders fanning out, blocking all hope of escape. They call to the poppy warrior who guards the secret door.
"They are inside!"
he shouts gleefully.
"Then they are trapped!"
one of the trackers whispers fiercely. He rides toward the kitchen door we opened earlier. He'll find us soon, and he'll bring the others. We are well and truly stuck. "Gemma," Felicity says, her eyes wild with fear. There is scratching at the entrance to the east wing. They wait on the other side of that door. Kartik takes hold of my hand, squeezing it. Falson joins hands with Miss McCleathy.
"I won't let it get you, Sahira,"
he says. I hear Anne's breath catching on her fear.
"Wish I had my sword," Felicity whispers. Then she adds a soft prayer under her breath. "Pippa, Pippa, Pippa."
"Take my hands," I say. Kartik is puzzled.
"What?"
"Take my hands and don't let go."
"Do not employ the magic now, Miss Doyle. It isn't wise,"
Miss McCleathy says. "We've no choice," I answer. "I shall try to summon the door." "But you've not been able to do it these months," Anne says. "It's time to try again," I answer. The shrieks from the lawn shudder through us.
"What if you can't?"
Felicity whispers. I shake my head. "I can't think about that. I shall need everyone's help. Put your hands on mine," I say. When I feel the weight of them, I close my eyes and concentrate, marrying my need to my purpose. "Think of a door of light." I hear the scratching at the east wing doors, the caws overhead as the crows beat near. They found us. "Purpose, Gemma. The door of light. The door of light. The door of light."